Good morning on the phone. Who's this?
Hey, Patrick. It's George in Oceanside, California.
George, how's the ocean out there?
Oh, just fine. It's overcast. We had May gray, June gloom, and we're pushing towards July, and huge cloud cover, you know what I mean, along the coast.
Yeah.
But inland, it heated up to about 110, so.
Yeah, I read that places like in Phoenix, George, it gets so so hot they couldn't even fly airplanes. It's like,
yes, yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That reminds me of Brownsville. Isn't there a Brownsville in Texas?
Yeah.
And they have a military base there, do they?
Oh, sure. I think so, George. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I remember I was a midshipman in the Navy.
Huh.
ROTC at college, and we went down there, and they sent us out to Brownsville to observe the aircraft, and it was like 126 runway temperature, and they couldn't launch any planes.
Wow, wow.
So, it was one summer, you know, in the summertime. And
sure.
Anyway, I was going to, I listened to Secret World of Money with Andy Gauss.
Oh, the Real World of Money.
Real World, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Secret World, yeah. And you read that Thomas Jefferson thing about the newspaper.
Right.
And I really liked that. That was a neat passage.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Illinois, and I've been following it because I have a brother-in-law that's, he's a tenured professor there and at the university. And he, he's 60 years old, and he's looking forward to a pension. And now, he and my sister-in-law, they're kind of depressed over the prospects. I mean, it's really...
Yeah.
It's sort of like reality is beginning to sink in, that the state has been... it's got a lot of corrupt politicians. It's been mismanaged for a decade or more. And
They're in sad shape. They're in sad shape. Have they told him, George, directly that they're going to cut his pension?
I don't think so. I try to give them, I follow the financial markets, I have for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I try to give them a heads up a year ago, and they just basically shot the messenger.
That happens. Yeah,
I try to give people health advice, and I sometimes get the same thing. What medical school did you go to? Okay, fine. Help yourself. Yeah. I'm just a guy who's had heart disease, cancer, and a major infection that put me in the sepsis. And I've taken care of all three of them with health and not drugs, but
natural stuff.
Health.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would include ozone in there, and thyroid meds. I do take the desiccated thyroid and so on. So, but that's just organ meat.
Yeah, it's just pig thyroid, isn't it? Pig thyroid stuff.
That's all it is. That's all it is. Yeah. Yeah, you're just consuming, I take, powdered liver. It's just freeze-dried liver from Argentina.
Yeah.
It's a little quality. So,
It's just food.
Yeah. And what occurred to me, flipping back to the Illinois thing and my sister-in-law, is that she's going through the five stages of grief. First, she was in denial, not only about their finances, but she was a Hillary hysteric, and then she was ill onto this Russian thing, and she was hoping that the Russian thing would somehow mysteriously overturn the election, and Trump would be thrown out, and Hillary would take, be coronated queen, That was the denial phase. Now she's in the anger phase, Trump's a monster and what have you. And then she's also straddling depression because of the financial state of affairs. So I
understand,
you know,
George. It's very, very, very hard on people going through this and taking all this thing so personally.
Yeah.
You know, you see it. It's just, oh, my goodness. People are getting sick over it. I've never seen anything like it. But, well, do what you can to support her, you know. And, you know, all you can do is love her, George, you know. I'll just love her.
Well, the thing is, I went through that myself about 2008, 2009, 2010. I went through the same, you know, that's what I'm observing, is I didn't know there were five stages of grief, but I kind of went through that with the financial collapse and the things that were going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around, 2013, I said, boy, we're retired, we got this fixed income, we got pensions, and by the way, the state of California, CalPERS, is not too far behind the state of Illinois, and in my estimation.
Boy, it's really, these pension funds, George, these pension funds we're reading and seeing with Andrew Goss, they're going to be the biggest time bomb that's ever bombed the American people. And you can feel it coming, and it's a shame because there's millions of people like your sister and your brother.
Sister-in-law,
yeah, that are counting on this stuff, and they're at an age, and maybe they're not that healthy or stuff. I don't know how they're going to take care of themselves. It's not pretty. It's just, it's such a shame. Yeah.
So you know, I went through it, and then I came out with the you finally arrive at the what I call the Buddhist stage of acceptance.
Right.
I associate that with the Buddhist philosophy of acceptance, and that's where I am. And once you do that, you're open to real solutions where you can maybe the CalPERS is out of my control. I mean, they needed 7%, and they got 0.6%. You might remember that number.
Yeah,
I have it.
Yeah.
I have it in, I said, my God, they've only gotten 0.6% in the last couple of 3 years, and they needed 7%. And we're talking billions of dollars shortfall, And that's not sustainable. So, if people, why not skip over those stages if you can and go right to acceptance and then try to, which is where I am now, is say, well, what can I do to, minimize the damage that is face reality? I guess that's my message.
Yeah, well, I know, George. Well, you're onto it. It's, I think where they went wrong is they did these defined benefit plans, right? So they said, well, if you work for X years, then you're going to get this no matter what. And then it's just got top heavy, over. Isn't it curious how they're all kind of coming, though? I guess it was a cultural thing where they're all kind of coming into bubble land about the same time. You know, places like Puerto Rico and Illinois, California. Well, it's,
one of the things they would do, I call them corrupt politicians. They would just promise people things. And write checks they couldn't cash, and then the plans themselves had little details, like they would calculate. I think I read this on Zero Hedge, where a guy he was making say $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, and then in his last year, where they based his pension on, he worked all the overtime he could and got his salary up to $180,000.
Wow. Yeah.
You see what I mean? And then now he gets a pension of $120,000 a year for the rest of his life. That's
not sustainable. That's just not sustainable.
Hmm. That's not in the actuarial forecast. Hmm. You see?
No, I understand.
That's not part of it.
And even so, as good a job as they do, and we need them, firemen, policemen, people like
this,
they get massive you know, pensions from the city. And I don't, and it's all coming home to roost, man. It's all coming home, yeah. All coming home to roost. Well, well, just protect yourself, George. And what are you investing in these days? What do you think?
Maybe it'll be. What's that?
So, what are you investing in these days? What do you think is going to be the up and comer?
My half of my my IRA is I have over at Interactive Brokers. They have
That's okay. You don't have to go through all that. Just kind of just broad broad strokes.
Well, half is in basic gold mining shares and gold.
Okay.
Or silver.
Okay.
You know, Sprott. You know that Sprott Silver Fund?
Well, I just had him on the air yesterday.
Oh yeah, I haven't caught that yet. I tried to download it and it wasn't up yet.
Yeah, but Rick
Rule.
The CEO.
Yeah. I'm in that.
Oh, yeah. you're in that.
Sprott,
oh, good.
I feel that is. There's another one called SLB, which is put out by J.P. Morgan and one of those big banks, and I don't trust them. I don't think they're going to. I think in the end they'll default and people will lose all their silver.
What George is talking about there is an exchange traded fund called SLV. They also have one for gold called GLD. And Andrew has said, George, as I know you've heard, you listen to the show, that.
Yeah.
They're not sure they got the gold and the silver as they claim they do, so be careful with those.
Yeah.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, but Sprott is PSLV. That's the one I'm in. And I have half my money there. And the other half is in commodities, oats. Oats has been very good to me this year.
Oats, you're making money on oats, are you? Good for you.
Yeah, I'm making money on oats because, you know, I listened to different people that you brought on. You brought on a guy from Australia that talked about maybe this hypothesis of global warming is not going to work out, and maybe we're headed for global
cooling.
Cooling.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, what is likely to, and, you know, he talked about it. He actually is associated or advisor to some fund, you know, commodity traders like J.P. Sleer, or what's that guy?
J.B. Sleer.
J.B. Sleer, yeah. So anyway, I said, okay. So I go through and I look at the charts of all the grains, and they're like, you know, buy low. You want to buy low? Look at a chart of grains. They're like, you know, low. Wheat is in 13, now it's 450 or something, you know.
Right.
So I started, you know, a little bit. You know, the thing with commodities is you can buy 20 times your money. So if you have $1,000, you can buy $20,000 worth of grain.
Right.
If you do that, you're making a big mistake because they will fluctuate sometimes and wipe you out in a day. You see what I mean? You'll lose your thousand.
No, I understand.
Day.
I understand. Hey, George, here's something. This is interesting. Remember there was a fellow on the show.
Yes.
That said, who was it? I don't know. But he mentioned a company that was, I know. We were talking about how how dangerous these medications are for pain. They're all opioids, right? Vioxx and all these things, right?
Right.
Huge,
right.
Huge problem because people get addicted, right? They're opium.
Right.
You know, it's like opium, right? And he said, well, there's a company that's working on pain medicine as effective as the opioids, and but with no side effects, right? With you don't get hooked because it's not an opioid. And I said, well, what's the name of this company? And he gave me the name, and he said, he actually gave the ticker, and it was Cara. Cara Therapeutics, CARA.
Yeah.
So I don't know when this was, but I bought some shares back then. And you know, that thing has been going up, and I just looked today while you were talking. I've never seen it go up this much. Maybe it's going to make a move. Let's see. It's up $3 this morning. That's huge. For a $22 stock, it's up 14% this morning.
Sure.
Maybe somebody knows that they're going to get approved. I don't know. It might be a fun play. Look at CARA. But you don't want to buy it today. It's up $3. Wait till it goes back down.
Well, this is, the stocks are, they're challenging. I mean, I don't, you know, I made some money in oats, but I had some gold mining shares that I wish I'd have sold last August when they were up 200%, 300%.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Last
August, those shares, but now some of them are back down. They made a complete 100% retracement. They're back where they were last December of, January of 2016. In other words, they're back, they were $2, they went to $7, now they're back to $2.
We've made a few dollars on this TRX. You know, that's Jim Sinclair's Tanzanian Royal Exploration.
Oh yeah, Jim Sinclair.
Well, it's a good one. It's pretty good. I mean, it goes back and forth from 45 cents to 50 cents, but he's a good guy, and I think he's one of the few that he's not just out gathering money to make believe. Hey, did you see the movie Gold? G-O-L-D.
I haven't.
It's really
seen
good.
That one, but I
really
I,
good. Yeah.
I. You know, your story about your Bitcoin losing it, and I had a story back in the 78, 79 area. I was on the phone with a broker, and I wanted to buy a contract of silver, and he talked me out of it. You know, silver was $7 on the way to 50.
Wow.
And I used to feel bad. You know, that I missed that play. Of course, who knew, maybe, silver eventually crashed to 4 after the 1980 run-up.
Sure,
so who knows, I might have held on, and not, I was an amateur back then, and this is in 1978. So, but when you told me your story, I said, oh, Patrick's got an even better story than me.
Well,
he doesn't have $5 million in his pocket now.
I know, you talk about looking back. So Andy and I both had 1,000 bitcoins, right? So, and we bought them for 50 cents. So we both invested $500. Is all we invested.
Right,
and
right, so that's right.
And if I had 1,000 bitcoins today, George, you don't even want to think about what they're worth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They are worth.
Yeah, okay, $3 million.
Yeah, $3 million. Well, $3 million. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. This is
God.
This is.
Ah, well, that's the deal. That's the deal with investing. You never know.
I look at it like a big game,
Oh, of course.
Like, you want to live life, use your reasoning powers and don't be a sucker. But at the same time, the riskier investments are the ones that tend to, if you get in early, like you were in way early on Bitcoin, some of those actually work out.
I know the fellow who turned us on to Bitcoin in 2009. When Bitcoins were a dime, and we had him on the show. You can still listen to the show on One Radio Network.
Wow.
A dime.
Yes.
And he knew that this thing was going to be big. We were talking about knowing and believing.
Yes.
He had no doubt. Yes. He said, this is it. I know it. And he had a kabillion Bitcoins. And, man, he's traveling the world now with his partner. And he made a bunch of money.
Sure.
But he was in early, and he didn't care what other people said, George. I don't care. I know I'm crazy, but check it out.
Yeah. See, well, this is I look at it from the standpoint. My brother's a computer programmer, and he has some Bitcoin, and he's made some money on it.
Good.
But I am not a computer programmer. I've looked at it. I try to understand it. It's just, I understand oats. know what I mean?
Oats are pretty simple, right, George? Yeah.
And if you look at a chart of oats, they will run up. And if you use leverage, you can make 100% on your money in a short period of time. So I stick with what I know. And I guess that's, I've learned that over.
Do you want to hear a really terrible story, too? Boy, I blew something. Remember in 2008 when oil went to 150?
Went to 150, yeah.
Remember that? It was, what was it, the spring?
Well, 157.
Yeah, what was it, the spring, George, or 157, or summer, June maybe? I don't know. Well, in 2007, my company yeah. that I had started and invested all my money in, I really made a lot of mistakes. And they were going...
Tim Pony's Market, right?
We were going bankrupt yeah. because I just really made a lot of mistakes, right? Totally just right. blew it, right? I just really right. blew it. So sure. I went sure. out and I bought some oil futures, and I think there were $75 calls. I did it when oil was like 50. And I had three of these $150 calls when oil went up. And do you know what, George? I was so brain dead and so out of touch with reality that I didn't take the profits.
Exercise.
I didn't yeah. take the profits. And I just kept thinking it was going to go up. And I sat there and looked at the computer day after day, watching it go down. And I was so...
Yeah.
I was so screwed in the head with this bankruptcy thing, you know,
yes,
I guess
yes, yes,
that
yes.
I just couldn't do anything and I lost it all. And that was about,
yes.
you know, you're talking, what would that be, George? Probably, I don't know, $200,000-$300,000?
Yes, yes, you gave it all back.
Gave it all back.
Every last
yeah. penny.
Whew. Yes, that's, yeah.
And you that look at these things and you say, how could I possibly have done that? Well, it's just a state of consciousness I was in at the time, and I didn't see the forest for the trees. But, you know, that's how we learn. We all won't do it again.
Well, yeah, but it'll be different next time.
I don't know.
That's the irony of these things. They never are. It's the same song, but it's a different verse, you know. It's variations there that throw you.
Well, it's fun to score.
Yeah,
it's fun
you
to
get better.
Yeah, yeah.
You get better. You get smarter. You do get better.
It's fun to score. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say for people, just don't follow the news. That, you know, getting back to the Thomas Jefferson thing, do not follow the news. That's going to poison your mind, and you can't make a clear decision about anything, whether it's politics,
right.
finance, health, if you follow the news. You're lost.
Yeah, you're lost. Yeah.
You know, CNN, you're lost.
Yeah, what George is talking about, if you'd like to check out this quote, and this was, gosh, how long ago? Well, Thomas Jefferson and...
1808.
Yeah, and I put it on my Facebook page. And yeah. Read what he said in 1808 about the newspapers, and it's pretty... pretty amazing. George, we're going to move. Thanks. It's a pleasure talking to you. Okay, go oats. Okay. I hope eat your oats, George.
Okay.
See you. Bye.
Everybody eat oatmeal.
Eat oatmeal, George. George is invested in oats. Okay.
While there are a variety of subjects covered on the various programs on the One Radio Network, Patrick Timpone has allocated time for Andy Goss's company, SDL Incorporated, to discuss your financial health. One of the subjects we feel most important for investors beyond their physical health is to make sure that they protect their own wealth for their future and their families. The best way to do that is in the acquisition of physical assets in the form of American gold and silver coins provided by SDL Incorporated. You can reach us at 1-800-468-2646 or at usgoldcoins.com. Get yourself healthy, both physically and financially. Call us today. 1-800-468-2646 and learn about accumulating American gold and silver coins to protect your wealth.
Isn't that funny? I thought about this saying, if and buts were candy nuts, every day would be Christmas. Yeah. If I just did this or but, I know we all have those stories about opportunities, but it's fun and who cares? You know, it's just zeros and pieces of paper with pictures of dead presidents on them. Gold is up 620 this morning to 1256. Silver's up 19 cents to 1672. We should probably start giving the oats prices for oats. So take care of George. 21,000 for the stock market. Boy, I don't know if that bubble ever bursts. I'd be real careful if you're just in the market. That's just me. I don't know what I'm talking about, but something doesn't smell right with that. And oil is about $43 or so. Yeah, we interviewed, George says he's like got this fund, the Sprott fund. We interviewed the CEO and president of Sprott, Rick Rule yesterday. He was pretty cool. And we talked a lot about, he's a big natural resource investor guy, oil, minerals, natural gas, solar. We talked about water, solar, some cool things that I think you'd like it if you want to learn more about it. And the real education, though, is with Andrew Goss every Wednesday. If you understand the big picture, it's kind of like going to medical school and totally understanding the body, you know, as they teach it, which is a good education, and then forget all the stuff they tell you about the drugs, and then to do it natural way. You can do the same thing with Andrew, so you understand how it all works on a massive, big scale, huh? And then you can make decisions just based on your own intuition, whatever, you know, global. Well, maybe it really gets colder, and maybe this will. I remember one time, George, I made a lot of money, but I think $20,000 on coffee, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I had read this article about something about how weird the weather was going to be in South America, Central America, where all these coffee growing, and the people were concerned about coffee, and so I went on, and I bought some coffee futures, so I bet the price of coffee was going to go up, and it did. I, you know, totally brained it. I had no idea what I was doing, you know, and made some money on coffee futures.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
You can click on the One World Way banner ad right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
If you'd like to play around with some essential oils, Living Libations is just the really primo place to go. I wanted to tell you about, it's been I don't know, years since I've ever had put in any kind of little scent on my body, and I don't know why, I just didn't do it. But so about a month ago or so, I bought this thing called Radiant Earth of Deep Delight from Nadine. I thought, and it's just a little spray bottle, and man, you just need like just a whew, just like a whiff. And I went out with this lady the other night, and she said, "Boy, you really smell good. What is that?" I said, "Oh." And so it's a guy thing. It's a guy thing. So guys, if you want to get something really cool. So let me read what's in this. I love Nadine. She writes all this really beautiful stuff. Organic ingredients. Vetiver. Vetiver. Never heard of that. Full-bodied, herbaceous, or aromatic, known for its power of stimulation and regeneration, vetiver is stabilizing, grounding, and wonderfully calming. Then the second ingredient, vetiver miti, also known as rucus, distilled from the roots of the wild vetiver plant, revered for thousands of years as oil of tranquility. It unites the senses with the spirit. Vetiver is a unique, heavy-scented plant laden with aroma. It has traditionally been used to calm the circulatory system, ground the spirit, and soothe the skin. With its full-bodied, earthy fragrance, Aruhuc, R-H-U, R-U-H, KUHS is co-distillation from two-year-old wild vetiver roots distilled for 24 hours and aged for 3 months. Can you imagine they put, this is what the kind of stuff she, ingredients she puts in, like a little thing of a little cologne. Another ingredient, cardamom. Ooh, that's nice. Spicy, invigorating cardamom. Ooh, it's an aphrodisiac that calms, soothes, and inspires. Really? Dissolves anxiety and depression. Vanilla. Vanilla moves beyond the typical in a distillation 200 times more potent than vanilla extract, as it lends this forest cologne a nymph-like hint of mouth-watering sweetness. This infamous aphrodisiac, vanilla's an aphrodisiac too, huh? Delights the senses with tantalizing honey notes. Ooh, lemon, a squeeze of tangy citrus, and then it's done in grape alcohol, biodynamic grown organic 190 proof neutral grape alcohol filtered in three stages to assure the highest level of purity. Can you imagine the people that we have, these that go into making ingredients like this? Have you ever heard like an ingredient label like that? Is that cool? So girls, buy this for your guy. Go on, okay, go ahead, do it. It's called Forest Cologne Radiant Earth of Deep Delight. Buy this for the man in your life. Then see what happens.
Know the source. One Radio Network. Talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Okay, we're keeping in mind today, being the summer solstice week, that it's a good time to just do some new things. A new world could be coming for us just by believing that something new and something cool, absolutely different, never before. On planet Earth can come out through us. You know, that's one of the things I forgot to mention about what I'm learning about divine spirit as we work with this God essence is what's pretty cool, that spirit wants to manifest things in the physical reality that have never been done before. You know, the old saying, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, it's generally true, because generally, and you stay in the mental realm, we just keep rehashing old ideas. You know, right? I mean, there's probably, you know, the technology we're using today, unless somebody's really, well, I don't know. But, you know, dudes like Einstein and that, you know, they pull this information down from the other realities. Edgar Cayce, we know, and, you know, people like this. And so that's where they really came up with new stuff, because they got it from the spirit, kind of worked through them and brought out something new and different. And this spirit is undifferentiated when it's working through us. So it's kind of like this raw energy that uses us to, and it wants to expand and give more peace, love, hippie beats, which is what it's made out of. That's what it wants to do. And it just, and it needs us to do it. So spirit needs us as much as we need it. And my understanding, my experience is that the more I trust it, the more it trusts me, and the more stuff can happen that's cool. Yep, so just some more ideas with that. I love talking about and thinking about these kind of things. This is what I think about. what I think about. I don't know what else to think about. Triple 8-663-6386 email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Open phone Friday. What is your story? What's your story? What's your story, Glory? What's your story, Glory? So as we grow in our consciousness today and expand in it during summer solstice time, then we're building a new tomorrow, something that we've never really done before. Don't you think most souls yearn for that? That I want to experience something new, something different. I mean, something new. Something new. Something I haven't done before. Something new. New. Let's see. This is Matt. So is gray hair an indicator of poor health, socially undesirable, or just another spiritual lesson? Probably all of the above. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. Oh, I don't know, Matt. I don't think it's poor health. I think, I guess you call it poor. I don't like to categorize things like that. I would think it's maybe out of balance minerals somewhere along the way. Some people conjecture that somehow the hydrogen peroxide component in the body bleaches the hair. I know that when I was about 40 revs around the sun, I start getting some gray stuff, and it was kind of weird. My dad didn't have any gray, hardly at all, just on the temples. So I had something kind of out of balance. But we also know that stress will... stress in the body will cause the hairs to just get bleached out a bit, you know. Socially undesirable? Yeah, I don't know about that one. Spiritual lesson? Yeah, spiritual lesson for sure. Especially if you pay attention and if you want to experiment, you say, well, yeah, I can see. So I know that this little experiment I'm doing is just a spiritual lesson, and we'll see how it works. But it's just another... It's like my canary in a coal mine for some stuff, and but I'm really intent to know that this whole epigenetics thing that the Bruce Liptons talk about and all that is a lot simpler. In my experience, you simply tell your body what you want it to do. That's it. And if you believe it, it's going to happen. That's what I believe. Now, yeah, I'll just leave it at that for now. From the cheap seats, generally I've found that the people concerned about gray hair or baldness can't lose weight. They end up with gray hair and are bald with the feared issue. Okay. In any case, fun things to try. I'm looking at ways to work on my gray hair in my life. Okay, so you've got our little ideas that we've given you. This sesame seed thing, this is big. And the nail flicking thing is going to be a good thing you could do. Matt, if you want to turn around. And definitely, really, seriously start talking to your body and say, okay, I don't know exactly how this works. So we got little cells, we got atoms, we got membranes, we've got hair follicles, we got minerals. And just you guys get it together. I don't need to know all that. You just tell your little cells that this is what's going on. This is there's a new sheriff in town. Oh, I like that. There's a new sheriff in town. I'm tired of my mind running the show, and I, as soul, are going to run the show. A new sheriff in town. I like it. The mind is a, what is it? Is a wonderful servant and a terrible master. I've done this work on a torn meniscus. A knee surgeon said if I stopped exercising and do nothing, I will need a knee replacement in 5 years. After rehabbing, I simply did not believe his opinion. I started running, resumed skiing and biking. Now, 12 years later, can't honestly tell which leg I broke. See? We are each our own best expert. Keep our power. The body listens to what we tell it. Energy flows where our consciousness goes. Paradoxically, such an easy recipe, yet can be so hard to do. Good, Matt. Yeah, it is easy. I think it's the only reason it's hard, I've found it's difficult, is that we've just gone for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, Matt, believing that this stuff was all crazy and it doesn't work. And your little mind will say, yeah, but, you know, what about this? And, you know, what about this? But I just don't pay attention to it and focus right back on what you know to be true, that just like you said, you just told your leg to get it together. Get it together. Good job, Matt. You got it. So you can get in our little experiment too. The nail flicking thing is cool. I think there's a lot to this. Adam, do you have any insights on the whole stem cell thing that these yogis on YouTube say that the nail flicking thing does, that that's what you're really doing? And you can look at a video we put on the front page of One Radio Network, and Adam shows you that he thinks is the best way to do the nail flicking. As I mentioned before, on YouTube, the yogis are just going back and forth. But you're doing the fingernail at the bottom of the root of each nail. And Adam explains it really cool on the video. And these yogi guys said that you're actually affecting the stem cells. Well, you know, it really doesn't matter because it's going to work. And then you just do it. And what do you care? And you say, you know, what are you going to get? So check this out. So I'm looking at this hair formula. You know, I was reading it from Forever Herbal Herbs Forever, and the third ingredient is exactly what Brandon sent me. The black sesame seeds, semen sesame nigrum, N-I-G-R-U-M, hei zi ma. And this is what our black sesame oil is made out of. So Matt, get some of that from Stephen Hewer's place through our website, The One World Way, and get some black sesame seed oil. I'll read you some of this. Wow. This is pretty amazing. Let's see. Black sesame seeds is good at nourishing the liver and kidneys, improving hair growth and hair color, while white sesame seeds is expert in relaxing bowels. So the black is for hair growth and hair color. Besides black sesame seeds' high nutritional value, it also contains extremely valuable sesamin and melanin. Huh. As a result, it's widely used in treating hair loss and gray hair, inhibiting the growth of skin cancer from UV rays. Anti-aging effect. Linoleic acid contained can reduce blood cholesterol. Linoleic acid inhibits the adrenal cortex to a certain degree. If you overdose or misuse it, you could actually mess up the hair and lead to endocrine disorders. So that would be like an oily scalp, withering hair follicles, and baldness. So you want to be careful and just watch your hair so you make sure you don't OD. Thinking, well, if this is good and I want to get rid of some gray hair or grow some more hair, don't drink 4 bottles a day or something weird like that. I suspect you'd have to do a lot to OD on it. But anyway, it's a pretty amazing little So these are just using black sesame seeds. Can you imagine how much mojo we're getting from this Andreas oil, black sesame seed oil? Whoa. Pretty cool. Let's see. Oh, thank you, Lynn. Lynn said, when I went to Living Libations, a pop-up said there was a sale with 10% off and free shipping. Wow, it ends 6/25, but the pop-up quickly disappeared. I see a sale price at Forest Cologne, though. Oh, well, you might check it out. Good. Thank you, Lynn. So if you want to get something there, maybe be a good day to do it. Looks like they got some kind of sales going on, Living Libations. Forest Cologne. All right. You. Isn't that funny? Hugh. I hew a lot. Hugh. Hugh is a love song to God. Just go like, Hugh. That'll chill you out. You could do that 20 minutes every day, and before you know it, you'd be flying out of your body saying, what's going on out here? It's true. Okay, let's see. Man, I'm thirsty. Monica is in Virginia. Really? Help, please, if you or any of your listeners might have some ideas. Husband was in a car accident on Saturday. Oh, he got broadsided, airbags deployed, and he was hit with them. Oh, man. He was sore, but okay, until early Wednesday with extreme muscle and nerve pain. Sent him to the emergency room. Diagnosis: inflamed, swollen neck, muscular. Doc sent him home despite all this, and he still has muscle spasms and extreme pain. Any natural ideas? Wow. Yeah, well, his body's just reacting. He got clobbered-bobbered. Yeah, so don't forget, inflammation is actually good. The body's healing. That's just part of the deal. That's what the body does to kind of heal. But, of course, it hurts a lot. Yeah. So what could Monica's husband do? You guys got some ideas? What would I do in that case? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if some turmeric wouldn't help him, Monica. Her turmeric is one of the most anti-inflammatory things you can do. And we have one in our store. It happens. And we have one I think is a good one. It's got a little bit of black pepper in it. And the turmeric folks say that you got to have a little bit of black pepper for the turmeric to do the good. This is called Christian Wild's Enhanced Turmeric Formula. I don't know if it's a prime thing or not, but you could probably get it pretty quick. Let me just add this to the cart and see if it's a prime thing. Anyway, that might be an idea. Turmeric, really anti-inflammatory. You know, you could even see, what else could you do? So what do you guys think? Would you do heat now or ice? I think ice. See, I don't know about that. 4 days after or a week after. I used to know that stuff, but I don't know. Heat or ice? Maybe some castor oil and slather a bunch of turmeric in there and let it soak in. Yeah, boy, if he got clobbered with his those airbags, he could have a lot of inflammation going on and everywhere. We'll get some ideas for you. Yeah, we got some ideas. Man, you get some ideas from listeners. You watch. They're pretty cool. They get it. Okay, let's see. Notes. What's a dog's heart rate most supposed to be? You know, I don't know. This doc told me yesterday that he doodles was 80. He said that's pretty low for a dog. So let's ask Dr. Go. What is an average heart rate for a dog? You never know if this stuff is right. You know, you're just taking a shot. Normal ranges from 60 to 140 for a resting dog, 60 to 100 in a big dog, and 100 to 140 in the little ones. Wow. Little ones do 140 beats per minute? That's just one, you know, could be, this could not be right. You never know, you know. You'd have to go to about five, ten different websites and see if you could come up with a range. Sure, whatever it is, it's fine, so. Here's one from Mad Science Network, Zoology. Unit for the Animal Medicine, University of Michigan, Zoology. Oh, this might be good. The average heart rate for a golden Labrador or Labrador Retriever is 80 to 120. Dogs that are very fit have a lower heart rate than dogs that are not fit. This is from a zoology department, so they may know what they're talking about. When a dog's breathes, the heart rate will increase and decrease. So that's why I guess the vet said hers at 80 was low. So for a golden retriever, she's half golden retriever, 80 to 120. So she's on the low end because she's fit, according to the Department of Zoology, Michigan State University. Oh yeah, good job. Okay, here's, Lynn's got a couple ideas for Monica's husband. Red light therapy, Monica. This would be good. You could go to Home Depot, so you can get it today, and get yourself one of those chicken lamps and a near-infrared bulb in the bulb department. It says near-infrared right on there. And you could do the lamp on his body, get a couple of them. Just have him get naked and just put that lamp. That should help. And also Epsom salts baths, one of the best. Epsom salts. Then Lynn says alternating heat, cold for the first few days. Well, you know, Lynn, I think that this has been a while. A week ago. So, yeah, it happened a week ago. So, not sure about the heat and cold. It could be. Epsom salts, of course. But of course. The most obvious one, right? Epsom salts. Let's see. Could sure go for a bite of chocolate cake. They've got this paleo chocolate cake with butter, cacao, and what else? Eggs. You should taste this stuff, man. It's great. Sage steeped in olive oil, internally and externally, expedites hair growth and muscle strength. Oh, yeah. From Adam Bergstrom. Really? Sage steeped in olive oil. Okay, what does that mean? I lost you there. So would you just take some olive oil, get a bunch of sage and put it in there and just kind of just gently heat it for a long time? Hair growth and muscle strength. Huh. Okay, guys, got some bald spots there. Adam says you can steep some sage in olive oil. kind of fun. Also, another thing, I've got one of those teeters. You ever seen those teeters where you can just flip over? They are so cool. I got it when we were doing the sciatica thing last year or 2 years ago. I don't know when it was. Doodle, come on up here and say hi. Come. How's your ears doing? Boy, you're looking good. Oh, you're looking good. How they feel? Good? Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the reason I brought her into the vet to have her just find out what it was, and he took a slide. You know, he took a little culture. She definitely had some some bad actors running around in there. Man, how'd you do that? I don't know. Well, it was just our ear karma, sweetie. We're fine. Yeah, I put some of the Gary Hanna's colloidal silver, 6,000 parts per million in that little ear wash. I just put some in there and mixed it up. Whew. She's feeling really good this morning. How do you buy stocks like you're talking about? Oil, coffee, oats, Cara. Well, what you need is, you just need a little account. Let's see if I can explain. If you wanted to just do an ETF, like an exchange traded fund, like George talked about, SLV, which goes up when silver goes up, or GLD, which would go up in value when gold, if gold goes up in price. Those are called exchange traded funds. And you can just do those yourself. You get a little account on E-Trade, for example, and you just buy them. You just click and buy a few. You can buy one share, two shares, three shares. I don't have a lot of extra money. I just play around a little bit. But you don't need to have a lot of money to do this. You can buy 10 shares. And like that Cara stock, if you want to buy 20 shares of that, I think that's what I bought first, 20 shares. I'm sounding like a big investor here, right? Like Warren Buffett. Whoa, I got Cara stock. How many shares? Well, 12. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's just fun. Yeah, so that you can do that. And that's how you can buy equities. So an equity would be an exchange-traded fund like SLV. But they also have some equities or some ETFs or exchange-traded funds that you can do some shorts and longs, meaning you could bet something is going to go up or down. So, for example, if you think that the Dow is going to go down someday because it's at 21,000 and we pretty much think it's a bubble, you can actually buy something like DOG, which is a short position on the Dow. In other words, you are investing in a exchange traded fund that will go up if the Dow goes down. So if some of the folks are correct, like Jim Rogers and Andrew Goss and others, that the Dow could take a really kind of thump in the night someday because it's been propped up by all the easy money, you know, that the Federal Reserve is creating, that's where it's all going. Plus, companies like Tesla, Facebook, Apple, Google, they buy their own shares, and that drives up the price. Yeah, they can do that. Sure. Sure. Elon Musk or Amazon, they can buy their own shares, which they do. I know it doesn't seem right, does it? But they can. That's how they do it. So they make profit. You got $1 billion you don't know what to do with. Well, just buy some more shares of your stock. George, buy 1 million shares of Amazon tomorrow. And then the stock goes up a little bit because the market says, whoa, somebody just bought 1 million shares. Just like Bitcoin, you know. The more people buy, the more it goes up. Anyway, so that's how you would do that. And then if you wanted to do like oil futures or coffee and things like that George is talking about, you need a broker for that. Because you just can't do those things without a broker. Is that right, George? I think so. Yeah, you can email me. Let me know, George. That's my understanding, like oil futures, not a future, just by call option, rather. Call option in silver, short position in silver or oil, or oats like George, or coffee, or bananas, or pork bellies, whatever. These commodities, resources. And if you want a guy that will do that for you, gentlemen, do that, is J.B. Sleer in Fort Wealth Trading. And he'll set you up. And you just call up J.B. and put some money in your account and rock and roll. His email is jb@fortwealth.com. jb@fortwealth.com. And get yourself a little broker, and he'll say, JB, I think oil's going to go up to $100. It's only at $40. How can I profit from that? And he'll tell you how to do it. Of course, I don't think his oil is going to go up there anytime soon, but it could. Triple 8-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'm going to sneeze. Okay. Adam says, yes, we can recruit our omnipotent stem cells to do our bidding. Yes, indeed. Totally, absolutely, positively agree, Mr. Bergstrom. Why not? This is from D. The food, incredible Chinese tonic herb, He Shi Wu, is very famous for returning the natural color of one's hair, among many other benefits. Think it is rich in zinc along with all else, too. Yeah, I agree it is, and it's been known, because I think it's a kidney thing, isn't it, Dee? And kidneys are directly tied with the hair. Of course, sulfur, too. Sulfur is a good hair, skin, nail thing. So, guys, take your sulfur as well, and girls, especially if your hair is, you know, if you're finding a lot of hair on your hairbrush, get some sulfur. That helps. Yeah, and the black sesame is also heavy in zinc, as well as the pumpkin seed oil from Andreas. A lot of zinc going there. Today's also a new moon, which is perfect for starting new beginnings. Oh, a new world is coming, Dee. Oh, I like that. Thanks. Today's a new moon, so it's tied right into the summer solstice. New things, plans, planting seeds in the soil, as some farmers often do, today and this coming 2 weeks until the full moon. Have a lovely day and new beginnings and weekend. Oh, well, thanks for that. So that's the deal. You plant on a new moon, right? And you just keep working it until the full moon, is it correct? So the moon gets full in 2 weeks? No, it takes a month, doesn't it? That's right, this is a new one. Yeah. Oh, so that's part of the whole solstice thing. Wow, now I get it. I think I'm going to watch one of my favorite movies, Contact, this weekend in honor of the solstice. Hold on. Oh, man, I got to do something. Hold on. Stay right there. It's a geeky thing. I got this one plug that just not happy, and every now and then it goes, and all I do is have to pull it out and put it back in. That's probably not solving the problem, but what can I say? Okay, 888-663-6386. I'll stick around as long as you guys stick around with me for a while. Let me know anything at all that you want to talk about. Come on in and join the conversation. Say hi. What's your story? 888-663-6386. If you are a first-time caller this year, we'll send you out a tie-dye t-shirt. Scott and Melissa from Florida, the really nice couple, they came in last, when was it, Saturday? I think over the weekend, this past weekend. And they came in town to visit Gary Hanna and some other things. And we had dinner, had mountains of sushi. And they're a really cool couple. They're just great, great, great souls. And Scott's so generous. And he's the one that made all these tie-dye t-shirts for us to donate them. So we give them away. And then they came out to the house last Sunday. And we hung around for a while. And they're doing great. I think Scott's got one of those chairs that Dr. Jerry Jacobson talked about on Tuesday. Man, I liked him a lot. Did you guys hear that show, Dr. Jerry Jacobson? Yeah, he really smart cookie. He's a smart cookie. Got more PhDs than the law allows. All about magnets. Listen to that show. I think you'd like it. So that's fun. Nail flicking. So we got little tools in our turning hair in more normal color tool chest, don't we? Here's an email from Don. Okay. Just want to let you know how much you and your programs are helping me in everyday life. Oh, I have shared your site with many awakening friends. Everyone is so busy. I don't know how many take the time to study and learn. Knowing this, I share the health information I glean from your shows. You're helping a lot of people beyond your loyal listeners. I love you. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. Oh, he did the four agreements thing, right? No. Ho'oponopono. That's Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. That's Ho'oponopono. Well, aren't you just the nicest person there? Thanks. Patrick, the guy over at Adapt to 2030 has excellent 5-minute YouTubes on global cooling and the mini ice age coming. Oh, maybe Adapt? Adapt 2030? Really? Okay. I have a gold money account and can gift grams of gold to relatives or vendors like you with no transaction costs. Really? I don't know what MasterCard changes, but if you gave, save a 1% discount, it would cover 0.5 cost of buying and redeem. I don't know what he's doing there. Huh. Ice Age, wouldn't that be hilarious? After all this global warming stuff, that we go into some Ice Age. Mini Ice Age. Man, I can get into that. Living in Texas, we always like it when it gets cooler. Yeah, this professor that we had on, that's what he said. He said, if I had to put my money on it, and he's got more letters behind his name than the law allows, and he said the math on this, the man-made global warming is just not right. He said, it's just bad math. Bad math. And I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, come on. The government and politicians, they just make stuff up most of the time anyway. So for a guy like, a gentleman like Al Gore to come up with $1 billion and somebody produce an inconvenient truth to get this whole global warming, man-made global warming thing out there and take it to where it's been over the last 15 years, I mean, it's no surprise to me. I can see very clearly how it was done. And does anybody really go in and check the science? No. They just believe it. I just believe it. Oh, yeah. It's warming. And the men, you know, humans, they're responsible. It's ridiculous. No, I'm sure we affect it. Everything affects everything, right? So I'm sure dumping stuff in the air is, you know, is obviously not good. I'm not promoting that. I don't support that. But to conjecture that carbon is going to cause the Earth to raise the sea levels foot or something, it's just, I don't believe it. Sorry. I don't believe it. Let's see. What else? Hi, this is Kevin. He's up in Canada. My mom has this persistent GERD issue. She can't take anything with spicy or sour taste at all. Tomato, fruits, vitamin C. She went to see a doctor. Oh, diagnosed with H. pylori. Oh, God, was on antibiotic treatment for a while. H. pylori was gone. Next time she checked it, but the GERD still comes. She's on blood pressure medicine. Oh, man. Yep. Well, for my mom, I just tell her to get off all this spicy stuff and all this acid, spicy stuff. Ever eat nice, soft, kind of tame food. And drink lots of water and aloe is really good. Lots of aloe. Lots of aloe. So many good things you can take. You know, the colostrum is really nice for the tummy. Aloe is very cooling. And the good thing is just simply the little lower esophageal sphincter thing, LES, it tends to stay open a bit because it's probably irritated and inflamed. And what happens is then the stomach acid will kind of come up, a little bit of food will come up, very unpleasant, up in the esophagus a little bit, and it's not good. So if she had a full-blown ulcer, then she, you know, she's got a lot of inflammation, potentially a lot of inflammation going on in her stomach. And so for me, and I had this kind of thing, man, I would get off anything that even looked like hot. Garlic, onions, fermented foods, lemons. Eat nice soft foods, you know, jasmine rice with butter, vegetables, cooked vegetables. Just real soft and gentle. And let that baby heal up. And lots of aloe. Oh, I know. There's so many herbs like, slippery elm, marshmallow are really good for that thing. Colostrum, really soft things, soft and sweet things. Soft and sweet things. Adam says, the Beaker boys want us to believe that stem cells are a high-tech medicinal medical marvel instead of a universal life function. Carbon dioxide activates our own omnipotent stem cells in the comfort of our own homes. So in the sage and the olive oil, you soak the sage in olive oil for a few days, apply to the skin and on the hair or eat in the food. Sage is an antioxidant that preserves olive oil too. That's It's kind of fun. Slap that on your head. Yeah, I know this whole stem cell thing is just... You make your own. I wouldn't go out and pay somebody for stem cells. No way, Jose. Just wouldn't do it. Are you going to do the Beagleson Live Blood thing? Yeah, I am. And actually, God love him, Adam gifted me with a session, so I'm going to get one. And cool. And they sent me the slides. I haven't done it yet. I think you want to do it on a Monday. I think they recommend, I'll have to look at, I haven't looked at it carefully. You do it on a Monday so you can overnight it, because they want it in 24 hours. So you just send it overnight. You put this couple drops of blood, couple slides, and then he looks at the blood from a holographic perspective. Oh, man. It'll be fun. Yeah, we'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah, if you look at his website, he can tell you a lot of stuff. What's going on in your body? It's just, oh man, so cool. Check out that show. It's Harvey Beagleson, Adam Beagleson, about the blood. That was, what was it, last week? Yeah, I know, I don't do. Okay, a couple more, then we'll go. You're awfully quiet now. Awfully quiet. Quiet, 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 quiet. Oh, can you give me some info on the place in India mentioned by Dr. Daniels to help with Parkinson? Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you want to do. My Ayurvedic doc knows about some places in India, and you can call him. He's in Hawaii, and just leave a message, and he'll call you back. His name is Nuva, N-U-V-A, 800-968-7964. 800-968-7964. 800-968-7964. If you wanted to start a Ayurveda, get a consultation with him, and just that being something new to start, so you're out there spending all your money on this or that, this would be very affordable way to do it. He doesn't charge anything. It's all by donation. So donate something after you do it, and he'll give you a prescription for some herbs that you yourself, he doesn't sell the herbs. You go right to a website in India that's very efficient, very quick. In about a week, you get them. Very inexpensive, and these are the real deal herbs. I mean, I'm talking, there's probably 10,000 herbs in the pharmacopoeia in India, or 10,000, I don't know, thousands. Western, there's just, I don't know, what is it, several hundred, 400, I know, it's amazing. Yeah, these are herbs that they use in hospitals in India to just heal stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Without surgery. And they're real small too, which I like. I mean, they're really small, about half the size of an aspirin, even smaller. Man, I don't like those big pills. I just don't like taking them. Just clunky. I don't even do it. I don't do much of anything anymore except the Ayurvedic herbs and my superfoods, pine pollen, whey, and colostrum. Keeping it real simple these days. Okay. Oh, Nancy writes, I love myself and I love you too. Well, same here. Glad you put the sulfur first. It's only right. I love my sulfur. I love Brian Piccolo. Remember that movie? I love Brian Piccolo. Well, I guess it's time to go. Kind time to go. Does Gary Hanna do selenium? Yes, I believe he's looking for a source. This is Nature's Pure Organics. You'll see the ad on our front page. You can just click on that ad and then call him and see what he has available. But I think he has magnesium, gold, silver, copper, and you can get high dose, you know, PPMs if you want, or just you can get, you can get it $750, which is, you know, it's a little pricey, but boy, it's the real deal when you look on Amazon. And two things are going on most of the Amazon, not all of them, but most of the Amazon products. They're very low parts per million, and they're nano. Tony and other people have told us, and I think it's the kind of the toothpaste is out of the tube on the nano thing. This nanotechnology is dangerous, we believe, and you don't want to do it, and it's everywhere. And you know Tony, he's all over it, and you can go, you know, do your own research. But more and more people are suggesting that not good, and most of this stuff is nano. Gary Hanna's products are monoatomic. Very, 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 very small. And it's not going to clog you up. Don't want to get clogged up. Huh. On 6/5/2017 show, Adam Brooks has said Danny Roddy is very knowledgeable about hair and balding. Really? DannyRoddy.com, YouTube. Well, I'll be darned. We'll have to check out old Danny Roddy. About hair. I guess it's similar. Adam, you ever talk to Danny Roddy? Oh, man, he's got a whole thing on hair. The mysterious conductor of the hair cycle clock. Huh. Man, he's got a lot of stuff, mostly on... Wow. Man, he was a hair monster, this guy. Mostly about hair loss, but it's a big thing for guys who lose their hair. Male pattern baldness, they call it. I'll be darned. Oh, guys, if you got your hair a little falling out here, you need to check this dude out here. DannyRoddy.com. Man, this would make your head explode. Probably a bald guy that's figuring things out, right? Adam says, our sacred flesh is the wellspring of regeneration and radical longevity. Hear, hear. Stem cells in our blood can regenerate heart cells, contrary to the Beaker Boys mythology. I'm with you, kiddo. Okay, so what do you say, Patrick and Doodle, go outside before it gets to be 112 and sit in the sun a little bit, get our vitamin D. Well, Hugh, and so let's see, next week is my funnest week, one of the last funnest weeks. We got all our regulars on, Stephen Hewer, Dr. Daniels, the Masseys, Thursday, Andrew Goss. What a lineup, what a lineup. All right, kids, I love you all very much. Thanks for your ongoing support. Really appreciate right in the summer solstice thing, a time for new beginnings. Start something new. Start a new relationship. Get out of your old one if you've been waiting. That's right. Well, now's a good time to do it, boy. If you've been thinking about it and just driving you crazy, this guy's just driving me crazy. I'm getting, well, just do it. Get out. Do it. This guy's driving me crackers. Just do it. Okay. Oh. I had some great dreams last night, man. Okay, kids, I love you. Thanks. Thanks to Lynn for her ongoing support, doing the notes and stuff like that. If you need something over the weekend, I'm here. If you got a little issue, a little problem, I'm always at this computer. Not always, but up and down. And I'm in touch. You stay in touch. I love you all very much. Thanks for everything. So I thought this would be appropriate. We've played it before, but this is kind of like fits right into what we've been talking about. Do you know? Yeah. Have a nice weekend. Take care of yourself. Lots of kisses will be good.
There's a new